This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Log on to iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the demand for beef remains high in the United States. Supplies are a little tight after drought conditions forced the culling of many herds. As we're working to rebuild that supply, producers are looking at all kinds of options as they come back. One of those could be crossbreeding beef and dairy species. We'll talk about that with the folks at Purina next.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
So beef on dairy crossbreeding is one of the new options that's being talked a lot more about as we look to rebuild beef herds across the country and look at other options to help meet the supply needs of the American consumer. Dr. Olivia Genther-Schroeder is a senior manager of dairy feed research and development at Purina, and she talks about what this could mean for producers.
Yeah, so the beef on dairy industry has grown very, very rapidly in the last 5 years. As the beef cow inventory went down and we kind of needed some beef animals, the push has become to use beef semen in our dairy cows and produce basically a premium product. So rather than raising Holstein beef, we can raise beef on dairy beef, which is a really good combination of marbling that we get from Holsteins, but also carcass yield that we get from our beef genetics. So as this industry has grown, we've started to learn and understand a little bit more about what it takes to feed and manage these animals, rather than just kind of fitting them into the Holstein industry or fitting them into the beef industry.
Now, there's many differences that we can talk about between raising beef and raising dairy cattle. One thing, though, that is a very essential component is their nutritional needs. Obviously, when you're raising cattle for either dairy or beef, the needs are somewhat different. And, of course, Dr. Genther-Schroeder talks about how the diet works when you're doing more crossbreeding of these dairy and beef traditional species. She also talks about how Purina can help you make that necessary adjustment in your feeding program.
Right now, we have done the majority of our work so far focusing on the first, getting that calf to 300 pounds, really focusing on milk replacer and starter nutrition. The next step is really that 300 to 600 pounds. A couple of feedlots will take animals at 300 pounds, but most of them want them in that 500 to 600 pounds. So we're really trying to understand what kind of nutrition do we need to fit in that area, and we don't have an answer yet, but we are certainly working on it. Then the majority of those animals will enter the feedlot in that 500 to 600 pound range and be fed like a calf-fed native beef animal.
But success in this new facet of beef on dairy production goes beyond just the diet. There are many other things that you need to be considering.
So, again, just to reemphasize that these are babies. And what we are doing in this early life is really, really critical for their long-term success. We're technically not trying to raise a calf, even though that's what we're doing all of our research in, right? We're trying to raise a heavily muscled animal that's going to be successful and harvest really well. And so the things that we do early on, we're building the immune system, we're building the gut, we are building the microbiome, and we're also programming some of that muscle and fat development. So those things that we do early on are going to contribute to that very successful animal at the end. So it's important to focus on all areas of management.
You can learn more by visiting the Purina website or talking with your local Purina representative. We have the full interview up on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.